Frostbitten by Mrs. Proby. Astoria sighed heavily and let her head fall back, and the crackling from the fireplace consume her. The parchment in front of her was starting to turn her cross-eyed. She'd been at her work for as long as Luna had been gone. She slid her eyes to the clock over the mantel. Nearly an hour? Luna really should have been back by now. Just as the thought struck her, the door swung open and a large white box floated in.
"I hope you're hungry," Luna called from the threshold. "I've brought cake."
"Didn't you go out for potions ingredients?" Astoria laughed. "You're too sweet, love." She stood and arched her back, stretching her neck's neglected muscles as she did. "Did you have a nice time?" Luna spoke as she closed the door, but Astoria didn't hear a word, focused as she was on her girlfriend's faintly purple hands. She rushed across the room and wrapped her own hands around Luna's. "You're freezing!" Luna smiled placidly.
"It's a bit chilly out there, yes."
"Have you ever heard of gloves?" Astoria asked, chastised. "Or perhaps a warming charm?" She cast a spell to revive the sputtering fire and ushered the other blonde towards the armchair nearest it. "Sit."
"Thank you, Tori."
Her eyes dropped.
"You're wearing the sweater I got you."
"Unlike you, I do enjoy keeping warm." She frowned then, her concern deepening as she chafed Luna's hands between her own. "Really, love, why didn't you wear gloves?"
"I seem to have misplaced them,"
Luna admitted, a small frown gracing her lips. Astoria's heart melted at the sight.
"Oh, Luna,"
she said with fond exasperation. She raised her girlfriend's hands to her lips and gently blew warm air onto them. "You really mustn't be careless."
"I'm sorry," Luna murmured. "I'll try not to lose the next pair."
Astoria looked into Luna's eyes, her gaze softening. "You see to it," she said gently. She leaned forward and placed a soft, lingering kiss to Luna's forehead. "Now let's warm you up."
"And then cake?"
Luna asked. Astoria laughed. "And then cake."